This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
And I'm excited to be able to speak with Dr. Barry Coutinho. He just finished rehearsing for a fabulous concert that's going to be taking place tomorrow evening, and that's at the Herbermann Conference Center at UPMC on Center Avenue. And I've been always wanting to meet Dr. Barry, and here he is. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. It's really, I hear about these concerts all the time, and that I don't even know how you have the time to, as a full-time physician and a teacher, professor, here you are doing a magnificent concert with members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Well, I'm looking forward to it myself. It's been a little bit of a challenge to get practice time, but that's always good to have a goal in mind, and then we can make things happen.
Tell me a little bit about the program. What's going to be happening?
The two big pieces are the Brahms Violin Sonata No. 3 in D minor. That's a big work and very virtuosic for both piano and violin. So Laura Mochiloff and I have been doing a lot of practice for that. That's a great starter. We'll have a couple of other pieces in there for fun. And then we'll finish with a big Rhapsody in Blue for piano and string quintet.
That sounds like an amazing listen to have it in that small sort of compact form.
Yes, it's a very interesting reduction or a transcription, I would say, by Louis Sauter for the second piano part in the piano duet. The piano part is actually the original from the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue, but the five string players have done an amazing job, and I think people will really love it if they hear it.
Well, I have to ask, I mean, Gershwin, that's extremely difficult to play.
It's challenging, I would say that, yeah. I think there aren't many people. The Triad was pretty challenging, too, so mm-hmm. And we managed to get do that pretty well, pretty
but
nicely.
But for me, the Gershwin just seems to, I mean, cover more piano keys. Of course, the Trout Quintet is horribly challenging, too, but at the same time, Gershwin is just sort of all over the place.
It is, actually. You need a good piano, I would say that much, with a good responsive piano. Makes a difference with the repeated notes.
And I understand they bring in a piano for your concert.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Thanks to Shadyside Hospital Administration for arranging this and bringing in a piano from Fort Pitt Piano Company. A nice Steinway B is coming along, and we're getting it tuned tomorrow before the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to playing that. I've already actually had a little go on it, so it's
I was
very
wondering
nice.
If you had an opportunity to try it out a little bit, because it's always important. I mean, mm-hmm. violinists have their instruments, and everybody has their own instruments, and then the pianist is always challenged by the fact that every time they play, it's a new instrument.
That makes a huge difference, yes. I feel for my colleagues in the piano world, but it's luckily we have great pianos available to us, and Steinway in Pittsburgh is very helpful and very
Absolutely.
Useful.
So tell me who's joining you tomorrow.
We have a great group of people. We have Joe Campagna on bass. We have Rimbo Wong on viola. The two violinists are Laura Mochiloff and Yuk Young Kim, and Alexandra Lee on cello.
Oh my gosh, it just sounds like it's going to be a blast. And it is raising money for, I believe, Shoulder to Shoulder Pittsburgh / San Jose. Tell me a little bit about this.
Exactly right, yes. That's an organization formed at Shadyside Hospital through the Department of Family Medicine with Dr. Mark Meyer. And they did that in response to the Hurricane Mitch in 1998, which devastated a lot of Honduras. And they've been going down regularly now, pretty much twice a year, every year, taking in Pitt medical students, residents from UPMC family medicine programs, and faculty from all over UPMC and other departments as well.
Mm-hmm.
And going down and doing primary care for residents of the remote town in San Jose in the Euro region.
Will you have an opportunity to go down there this year, or?
They just came back, actually. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. one of my big tasks is to raise funds for this organization.
You have a big enough job as it is.
And I enjoy that part of it, too.
Right,
it's
right.
It's very rewarding, but I am in awe of these people who do that every year, and the board is fantastic on Shoulder to Shoulder Pittsburgh.
I was thinking, what was it? When did you start playing the piano? How young were you?
I think about 6 3/4 is the official
the age, official age?
Yes.
And did you take to it immediately? What was it about the piano that you just loved?
My father was a pianist as well, and a family doctor, and so was his father. So I think it's a genetics thing.
It runs in the family.
So I heard music there all the time. My dad used to play his upright Bechstein. He used to play Chopin, etudes, Polonaise in E-flat, and Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. So those are the pieces I love to play now, too.
So do you have big hands? Because to me, those are big hands.
pretty much. I can do a tenth pretty easily.
Okay, well, there we go.
Not as good as Rachmaninoff, who could do a twelfth. But
but a tenth, that's saying a lot. I'd love to play a little bit of this concert. I believe was from... in 2020 with Laura Machaloff. We'll listen to a little bit of the Beethoven Sonata No. 5. Laura Machaloff at playing the violin and Dr. Barry Coutinho playing the piano, Beethoven's Sonata No. 5 in F major, the Spring Sonata, and that was from a concert that took place in 2020. And tomorrow night, it's a concert with Brahms and with Gershwin and members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I have to say, yes, you had an opportunity to practice with the fellow musicians, but when you get home at night, do you just sit down at the piano for a while?
Oh, it's very relaxing to get away from medicine, yes. I pretty much every opportunity I get, I'm always on the piano on weekends.
Really?
So that's a lot of fun. Just playing just Schubert and Liszt and, well, some of the slower Liszt.
I was going to say, which Liszt do you like to play?
But definitely Schubert. The impromptus are very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Relaxing? I tried to play those. I didn't find it relaxing, but I'm glad you do. So you have followed suit with your father and grandfather. Are there children that are also playing the piano in your family?
I have four boys who all play the piano. Two of them are taking lessons right now. One is busy practicing his Chopin Ocean Etude, Opus 25. So it's fun to see them play as well.
It must be great. It's a wonderful tradition that continues. You could do a wonderful concert with maybe four or five pianos and do something like that in the future.
I'd love to, if I could.
Yeah. it would be great. So I also understand that this concert that is at 7:30 and helping to raise funds for Shoulder to Shoulder Pittsburgh / San Jose is also going to be live streamed. So how does one get tickets for that?
Correct. If you go online to shouldertoshoulderpgh.org, it's all one word, mm-hmm. apart from the .org, and there'll be tickets available online at a reduced rate, and they'll be live streamed. We're also accepting walk-ins if people would like to come in. There's free parking at Shadyside Hospital. Just take a ticket, and the gates will be up when you leave.
Awesome. It's just great. And if you want to catch Barry Coutinho in his finals performance from the Van Cliburn competition, oh my goodness, once again Schubert and then the Ravel, I believe.
Correct. That's Gaspard de la Nuit. It was one of my favorite pieces to play.
But you were a winner. You were the amateur winner, I believe.
I was on the winner's platform, yes.
You were on the winner's platform,
yeah,
okay.
I did get the best prize for the post-romantic piece.
Oh my gosh. What happens to you when you start playing some of these pieces? How do you feel about them? Where does your finger and your mind and everything go when you're at the piano?
It sort of drifts off a little bit. I mean, it's an amazing feeling it's like a meditation almost, where you don't really feel the fingers. It's really more about the music, and that's an amazing feeling. Not easy to recreate that in a live performance, but it happened at the Cliburn. I was very happy.
It's like it's just flows and goes, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Well, congratulations. Anything else you'd like to mention about tomorrow's concert?
I'd love to see you there. Jim Cunningham will be there, and he does an amazing introduction to the pieces, and it's great to have him around.
Jim is the most amazing human being in the world. He's the Energizer Bunny, but I think you probably are a close second with piano concerts and full-time medicine teaching. You are also right up there with Jim, Dr. Barry Coutinho.
Thank you. It's very rewarding to be in this position.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.